How do you approach these patients off study?
I think that we approach the patients off study in an evolving way, and evolving because of the technology. If you have a patient that comes to see you that now presents with 3A disease that's histologically documented, and you do not think they're going to need to have a right pneumonectomy, many multidisciplinary clinics will look at that patient and say, well, what do we think at our institution is best? At my institution, we feel that induction chemoradiation therapy off trial has merit because of the increased local effects of radiation therapy. So those patients would be given radiation therapy concurrent with usually a platinum-based regimen up to approximately 4,500 centigrade, reevaluated quickly by CT scan, and then we would decide whether that patient is then going to be operated on. But the difference that's happened since the Albane trial is that we no longer consider big, bulky, 3-centimeter nodes that are really obviously not going to be able to be removed without a pneumonectomy, or large central lesions that require a pneumonectomy. We usually move on to give those patients definitive chemoradiation therapy. So it's an individualized view. And you know, we also would like to know before we operate whether the lymph nodes have been sterilized. Because in the trials, I'm pretty convinced that if you have nodal sterilization, and that's lymph node sterilization, not talking about tumor sterilization, but concentrating on lymph node, the data from the Albane trial, the data from other trials have shown that those patients seem to have a selective survival advantage if you sterilize those lymph nodes. So we need to move into a situation where we can evaluate those lymph nodes in a non-invasive or minimally invasive way so we can spare the patients an operation if the lymph nodes are persistently positive. And there's controversy about that also, because some individuals feel that the best chance for the patient, even if the lymph nodes are still positive, if it's microscopic, then you should operate. My own feeling is that with the advent of new endobronchial techniques, we'll be able to find that out before we take the patient to the operating room, and it will give us pause if the patient does not have a sterilization.